myself unto the world a scorn, unto my friends and kindred all a shame, blotting their blood by my unhappy name. Unto a gentleman of wealth and fame, one Master Arden he was called by name. I wedded was with joy and great content, living at Feversham in famous Kent. In love we lived and great tranquility, until I came in Mosby's company, whose sugar tongue, good shape, and lovely look soon won my heart, and Arden's love forsook. And living thus in fell adultery, bred in my husband cause of jealousy, and lest the world our action should bewray, we did consent to take his life away. To London Fair my husband was to ride, but ere he went I poison did provide, got of a painter which I promised, that Mosby's sister Susan he should wed. Into his brother then did put the same, he liked it not when to the board it came, saying there's something in it is not sound, at which enraged I flung it on the ground. Yet ere he went his men I did conjure, ere they came home to make his master sure, and murder him, and for his faith and pain, Susan and store of gold that he should gain. Yet I misdoubting Michael's constancy, knowing a neighbor that was dwelling by, which to my husband bore no great goodwill, sought to incense him his dear blood to spill. His name was Green, O Master Green, quoth I, my husband to you hath done injury, for which I sorry am with all my heart, and how he wrongeth me I will impart. He keeps abroad most wicked company, with whores and queens and bad society. When he comes home he beats me sides and head, that I do wish that one of us were dead. And now to London he is writ to roar, I would that I might never see him more. Green then incensed did vow to be my friend, and of his life he soon would make an end. O Master Green, said I, the danger's great, you must be circumspect to do this feat. To act the deed yourself there is no need, but hire some villains, they will do the deed. £10 I'll give them to attempt this thing, and 20 more when certain news they bring. That he is dead, besides I'll be your friend, in honest courtesy till life doth end. Green vowed to do it, then away he went, and met two villains that did use in Kent, to rob and murder upon Shooter's Hill, the one called Shakeback, t'other named Black Will. To such like villains hell did never hatch, for 20 angels they made by the match, and 40 more when they had done the deed, which made them swear they'd do it with all speed. Then up to London presently they hie, where Master Arden in Paul's Church they spy, and waiting for his coming forth at night. By a strange chance of him they then lost sight. For where these villains stood and made their stop, a prentice he was shutting up his shop. The window falling light on Black Will's head, and broke it soundly that apace it bled. Where straight he made a brabble and a coil, and my sweetheart in he passed by the while. They missing him another plot did lay, and meeting Michael thus to him they say, "Thou know'st that we must pack thy master hence, therefore consent and further our pretense. At night when as your master goes to bed, leave up the doors, he shall be murdered." And so he did, yet Hardin could not sleep. Strange dreams and visions in his senses creep. He dreamt the doors were open, villains came to murder him, and 'twas the very same. He rose and shut the door, his man he blames, which cunningly he straight this answer frames: "I was so sleepy that I did forget to lock the doors, I pray you pardon it." Next day these ruffians met this man again, who the whole story to them did explain. "My master will in town no longer stay, tomorrow you may meet him on the way." Next day his business being finished, he did take horse and homeward then he rid. And as he rid, it was his hapless then to overtake Lord Cheney and his men. With salutations they each other greet: "I am full glad your honor for to meet." Hardin did say, then did the Lord reply, "Sir, I am glad of your good company. And being that we homeward are to ride, I have a suite that must not be denied, that at my house you'll sup and lodge also. To Feversham this night you must not go." Then Hardin answered with his courteous speech, "Your honor's pardon now I do beseech. I made a vow, if God did give me life, to sup and lodge with us, my loving wife." "Well," said my lord, "your oath hath got the day. Tomorrow come and dine with me, I pray." "I'll wait upon your honor," then said he, and safe he went amongst this company. On Raymond Down, as they did pass this way, Black Will and Shakebag they in ambush lay, but durst not touch him, 'cause of the great train that my lord had. Thus they were crossed again. With horrid oaths these ruffians 'gan to swear, they stamp and curse and store their locks of hair, saying some angels surely him did keep, yet vowed to murder him ere they did sleep. Now all this did while my husband was away. Mosby and I did revel night and day, and Susan, which my waiting maiden was, my love's own sister, knew how all did pass. But when I saw my Hardin was not dead, I welcomed him, but with a heavy head. To bed he went and slept secure from harms, but I did wish my Moss be in my arms. Yet ere he slept, he told me he must go To dinner to my lord's he'd have it so. And that same night Black Will did send me word what luck had fortune did to them afford. I sent him word that he next day would dine at the Lord Cheney's and would rise betime, and on the way their purpose might fulfill. Well, I'll reward you when that you him kill. Next morn betimes before the break of day, to take him napping, then they took their way. But such a mist and fog there did arise, they could not see, although they had four eyes. The sergeant 'scaped these villains where, and yet they heard his horse go by that way. I think, said Will, some spirit is his friend. Come life or death, I vow to see his end. Then to my house they straight did take their way, telling me how they missed of their prey. Then presently we did together agree, at night at home, that he should murdered be. Mosby and I and all our plot this lay, that he at table should with Arden play. Black Will and Sake back they themselves should hide, until that Mosby he a watchword cried. The word was this whereon we did agree, now Master Arden I have taken ye. Woe to that word and woe unto us all, which bred confusion and our sudden fall. When he came home, most welcome him I made, and Judas like I kissed whom I betrayed. Mosby and he together went to play, for I on purpose did the tables lay. And as they played, the word was straightway spoke. Black Will and Sake bag out the corner broke, and with the towel backwards pulled him down, which made me think they now my joys did crown. With swords and knives they stabbed him to the heart. Mosby and I did likewise act our part, and then his body straight we did convey. Behind the abbey in the field he lay. And then by justice we were straight condemned. Each of us came unto a shameless end. For God our secret dealing soon did spy, and brought to light our shameful villainy. Thus have you heard of Arden's tragedy. It rests to show how the arrested die. His wife at Canterbury she was burnt, and all her flesh and bones to ashes turned. Mosby and his fair sister they were brought to London for the trespass they had wrought. In Smithfield on a gibbet they did die, a just reward for all their villainy. Michael and Bradshaw, which a goldsmith was, that knew of letters which from then did pass, at Feversham'd were hanged both in chains, and well rewarded for their faithful pains. The painter fled, none knows how he did burn. Thus each one came unto his end by turn. And thus my story I conclude and end, praying the Lord that he his grace will send. Upon us all and keep us all from ill. Amen, say all, if be thy blessed will.